I'm Alan Combs. This is Heal Planet, and I want to welcome Reed Tracy. Reed Tracy is the president and CEO of Hay House, and Hay House has established itself as perhaps the leading purveyor of, how would you say it, Reed, human consciousness, healing, helping people? How would you describe your mission statement?
We call it personal empowerment. So we help people basically change their lives, improve their lives, empower their lives in many different ways.
And this arose originally from, of course, the work of Louise Hay, who had that book in 1984 called You Can Heal Your Life. Was that the beginning of all this?
Yeah, that was the beginning. Louise self-published her book in 1984, as you mentioned. And then in 1987, she decided that she was going to help some friends publish their books. And so she decided, well, if I'm going to do that, I better start a publishing company. And so she started Hay House in 1987 so she could publish some other people's things in addition to her own.
What's fascinating about all this is how this grew organically and took turns nobody could have predicted in terms of the evolution of the company.
Yeah, it definitely grew just on its own through basically, I think, people getting more open to the kind of stuff that we were providing. Like, You Can Heal Your Life in 1988, Louise was on Oprah and Donahue at the same time. And at that time, Donahue was actually bigger than Oprah, but that helped expand the audience of who found out about this kind of information. And at that time, You Can Heal Your Life was a completely cutting edge idea, like that your thoughts created your reality. And if you change your thoughts, you could change your life. Now her book, You Can Heal Your Life, is considered like the basic beginner's guide to self-empowerment. But in 1988, it was really brand new. And then the company at that time, we had like 3 books and 5 tapes that we published of Louise's, and then we started to publish other people's. So by the end of 1988, we probably had 10 books that we were publishing. And today, in 2016, we have like thousands of books, like 2,500 books and audio tapes that we publish. We have offices in the UK, Australia, India, and South Africa. So it's kind of exploded. And in addition to that, we also license the books that we publish in about 35 different countries around the world. That You Can Heal Your Life that was published in 1984 has now sold over 100 million copies around the world. So things have changed. Yeah.
Now, you are credited as the guiding genius behind the company, that when you came on board, that really turned things around. But your trip to that office from where you had been was an unexpected moment in everybody's life, correct?
Yeah, well, I started off as a CPA, so I was a CPA, and our office was across the hall from Hay House. So when Louise was on Oprah and Donahue in that same week, her business exploded and she didn't really know what to do. So she walked across the hall and she talked to the partners at our CPA firm and said, now what do I do? What am I supposed to do? You know, how do I manage this business as it's starting to explode? And they assigned myself and another guy named Mike to kind of work on the Hay House books and get things caught up. And then after about 6 months of that, Hay House decided that they were going to hire their own in-house financial director. And so at that time, I was getting tired of public accounting. I had done it for about 3.5 years and was ready for something different. I wanted to be in a place where I could really help the company grow, not just fix all their problems or do their audit or tax information, but really get more in depth with them. And so I applied for the job at Hay House, and I got the job, and I started working with them. For the first couple years, I was just the financial director, and there were other people working at the company. But like many fast-growing, brand-new companies, the people that were in charge of the company weren't that aware of the finances and all that part of it, and they started spending more money than was they were bringing in, and they got a brand new office on 5th and Santa Monica, and right near the beach. Everything was grand until the expenses were more than the income, and I kept saying, hey, you know, you guys better watch this, and they're going, hey, what do you know, kid, you just pay the bills. And eventually we got to the point where, you know, we were running out of money, and I went and told the president at the time, who was from the movie business, which isn't the best at watching costs.
Yeah.
And so I just said, look, I don't know how you're going to pay for the payroll, but I've been telling you guys for months and months now that this is a big problem, and I've been doing whatever I could, but now I'm out of tricks, and you guys are going to have to deal with this. And so at that point, Louise called, and I said, look, I'm going to go get a new job somewhere. I'm a CPA. It's easy to get a job. And I had actually already been looking, and I was accepted. Well, I wasn't accepted, but I was ready to apply to UCLA to go to graduate school, and had taken all the tests and everything, and had another job at Financial News Network, which is now, I think, owned by CNBC or something.
CNN.
And I was ready to leave. Anyways, to make a long story short, they ended up eliminating a lot of people in the company, and Louise asked me to stay for 6 months and help with the transition, and 27 years later, I'm still here. So
you're not looking for a job at this point, Reed, right?
Nope. I think we're doing fine. So, but yeah, so we basically went from like $1 million in sales to $100 million in sales. So over that time, so things
improved. Talking to Reed Tracy, is president CEO of Hay House. That's quite a story. You were not into, from what I've read, the kind of material Hay House was doing at the very beginning of this. Is that accurate?
Yep, that's definitely true. I say that I got it all through osmosis. So I was obviously talking to Louise all the time as the owner of the company. And then also I was talking to all the different authors that we published, because as things changed, I started acquiring all the books that we published along with Louise and talking to the authors, and I became really good friends with a friend of yours as well, Dr. Wayne Dyer. And I was talking to Wayne every single day for basically the past 25 years. We became extremely close, and basically I started, like, friends would ask questions and I'd hear myself giving them Wayne's answers or Louise's answers or some of our other people's answers, and eventually, you know, I was incorporating a lot of the things that we publish into my life without even noticing it, and I've definitely been converted over the years. But at the beginning, I didn't really know anything about personal development. I didn't know anything about that kind of stuff. I was just like a typical CPA, but things definitely evolved over time.
We're talking to Reed Tracy, president, CEO of Hay House. Was there a seminal moment where it turned for you and you said, yeah, this stuff really speaks to me? Or was it more of an evolution?
I think it was more of an evolution. Like I said, really, honestly, it was me hearing myself give advice to my friends that I'm like, where did I get that from? And then I would like go, oh, wow, that's something Wayne said, or that's something Louise said, or that's something Marianne Williamson or Susie Orman or one of the other authors, Christiane Northrup. So we have all these best-selling authors, And I was talking to him all the time. So, you know, obviously different questions would come up, or we do live events. We have this series of live events called I Can Do It, where we just actually did one last weekend in Seattle. We had 30 different speakers there, a couple thousand attendees, and I would be going to all those events, hearing the lectures. So hours and hours and hours of lectures. And eventually it was just soaking in and reading the different books and listening to the audio tapes. And then eventually I was giving out the advice that they were giving.
Full disclosure, I had the honor of being a Hay House author at one point, having written a book called Thank the Liberals for Saving America, though that was an unusual path for you because it wasn't really personal development. And yet I'm very proud for the association. When you go to look for an author, or authors often find you at this point, how do you know? You obviously have a great instinct, present company excluded, in terms of what to choose or who to go with that's going to appeal to your audience.
Yeah, well, we've done, like, your book was a more politically based, but we also did book like business oriented and political book oriented books by Ben Stein, which were very successful. It's kind of like we pick the author, and then whatever topic they're going to do, we help get that out to an audience. So we had known you through Wayne, I think, and through you interviewing other authors of ours. And
I'd interviewed you at one point, and also I think we met at a party for Louise Hay when she had a book out a few years ago. But yes, I mean, So you're able to identify, obviously, your instinct, your gut, has proven to be quite successful for Hay House.
Yes, that's, I guess, a good way to put it. Because the one thing for sure about book publishing is you never know what's going to work and not work. But I've had good success following that intuition and really, like, getting to know the authors and knowing which ones we could help find an audience. And it's not always that it has to be books that the Hay House audience. Now that Hay House has a big audience and we have lots of people on Facebook and email and all that, but it's also helping the author find their own audience. And sometimes we're able to do that even if our existing audience isn't the perfect audience for the author. And we've, over the years, we've definitely reduced the number of books that we're publishing so that we can concentrate on less authors, just so that we can put more effort behind the authors that we're working with. And in the end, basically, it amounts to that if the book is really good and it helps people improve their lives in some way, and that can not only be self-improvement or personal development, but that can be entertainment, because we do fiction books. It can be we have a few movies that we've done. We have, like you say, political books. We have finance books. We've had number one Wall Street Journal books. So it just depends, and there's many areas that we address, but it all relates in some way to helping people make better decisions or improve their lives in some way.
One of the things you did as a business model, though, was to see way beyond books to card decks, audio tapes. I still have my Wayne Dyer calendar on my desk that I can use year after year. So you were able to identify other revenue streams beyond simply book publishing.
Yeah, we definitely do, like you say, the card decks. We do live events. We started Hay House Radio, which is a live 24-hour internet radio station. It's also in some cars and things like that. We started that 11 years ago or 12 years ago now. And that was a new thing. There's no other publishers at the time that even thought about doing an internet radio show. And we also did the show so that people get a chance to talk to their favorite author instead of just hearing an interview. So there's a lot of radio shows, there's great interviews like yourself that interview the authors, But there's very little chance for you to actually call up and just talk to the author and get advice for yourself. Even though the interviews, a lot of times you get that, but it's just that personal connection. And so we have like 25 different authors that do that every week. And like I said, we've been doing that 12 years. We have all kinds of different revenue streams. Now our biggest thing that we started doing are online learning. We're about to launch Hay House University in about 2 weeks. And that's going to be a place where people can take an online course on a variety of different topics. We've already been doing the online courses for about a year and a half now, and people love them. We've had incredible feedback. We had about 40,000 people take the online classes last year, and we're expecting to have about 100,000 people take them this year.
It's really amazing how you have not only identified an audience, but you've developed a great deal of brand loyalty to Hay House. Unlike most other publishers, your business model has been quite successful at a time when the book industry as a whole has not been on the upswing.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. The publishing industry has gone through some changes with the ebooks and the dominance of Amazon in the bookselling world. We're glad to see that there's more independent bookstores coming online, and they're actually, it's interesting, but in the last year there's been an increase in physical book sales. Some of that has to do with coloring books, which are really popular now, coloring books for adults, but there's a definitely a stability in the book publishing industry. But we've always done more than publish books, like we mentioned, and that's helped diversify our income. And it also lets people learn in so many different ways, rather than, like, a lot of people love to read books, you know, but also you like to learn in other ways, and we're trying to give them that opportunity. And then I think over the last 28 years, a lot of people, or 29 years for Hay House, that people learn that the books that we publish are high quality and help you. And the free information we give to people is another, like, it's not just about you have to buy something, but like Hay House Radio is free, or we do free videos all the time for different courses that we're launching, but we give them a free access to these videos before the course comes out. So it's helped our brand, so people know Hay House. Like you say, in the publishing world, you wouldn't know if you're reading a Random House book, a HarperCollins book, a Hachette book. I mean, almost nobody even pays attention to that, but a lot of people pay attention that it's a Hay House book.
And that's because of the personalities that you have attracted. One of your key authors having been Wayne Dyer, who you mentioned earlier. I wonder if you could just address his import to the world, to Hay House, and your personal friendship with him. You spoke with him, according to both of you, many times every day. You were best friends, and it is a tremendous loss that he recently departed us.
Yeah, it's been a really, it's a tough time always. Like, every single day, I definitely think of him. It's because, like, we did literally talk every day. He made a huge contribution to the world, to so many individuals. We're continuing, like, his Facebook page, and it continues to get more new people every single day because we're putting his quotes from his calendar and quotes from his books and things out there right now. I mean, out there for people to still enjoy. So he's gone physically, but his words and his videos and audios, and we keep his radio show just by, because he was on every week for 12 years, so we have all those that we keep going. So I think, you know, he's gone, and those of us that were very close to him miss him a lot, just talking to him every day, but his work is still out there in the world. his we're about in a couple weeks in March, we're going to be launching a new public television show by him. It's called The Forever Wisdom of Wayne Dyer. That's going to take some of his 8 public television shows that we produced with him and taking the best parts of them and put them back on public television to help raise money for public television. He raised over $250 million for public television. And so we're going to try to keep that legacy alive and keep helping public TV because he really loved them and wanted to. And we know he, you know, every couple of years he looked forward to releasing more material that would help them raise money. So we're going to keep up that. And people just keep reading his books and sharing them with friends. And you hear him talk or see the videos and it seems like he's still there. But he's definitely had a massive impact. Every single solitary day, there's people on his Facebook page saying how much he changed their lives and how much they like seeing the quotes still coming and his thoughts and ideas being still shared with the world.
What was it about him and you together that you developed such a strong bond?
I think we both came from like humble beginnings and had that strong like work ethic to get things out into the world. So he and I together, I could help him reach more people with his message. And we just like, and the other thing is it's not like we spent an hour each day talking about self-improvement. We would talk about the Heat, the Miami Heat, his favorite basketball team, yeah, or Michigan State or the Detroit Tigers or different sports things. And we would talk about different political things that he would be interested in. We would talk about all different things, and we just kind of related. And like he used to say, is sometimes it was like he was my father and I was the kid. Sometimes it was like he was like we were just friends and the same age. Sometimes it was like I was the father and he was the kid. So we did turns giving each other advice and helping in different areas of our lives and our families. My wife wrote children's books with them. They wrote 5 children's books. In fact, she's just finishing up the final children's book that they had been working on together before he passed away.
He had the ability to recognize the beauty of Hay House not being a traditional, I put that word in quotes, publisher, and where you were going with the company and what you were doing, where many times, at that point, I guess, in the early days of Hay House, people of his stature were going to more traditional publishing houses.
Yeah, well, he was at HarperCollins, and for him to make the transition to Hay House was a huge, huge boost for us and a huge risk for him. His agent at the time said, what do you mean you want to go to that piddly little publisher on the West Coast, basically? And he said, yeah, they might be a piddly little publisher, but I just released my latest book with HarperCollins, and when I went into the bookstore, I couldn't find my book anywhere. He was doing a public television show that Hay House was paying for, even though that the book was from HarperCollins. and we did a book also, like a small little book, but they did the main book. But everywhere he went into the store, our book was called Everyday Wisdom, which was just basically quotes from him. Mm-hmm. And their book, he would go into the bookstores and our books were piled up in every bookstore and he couldn't find his books anywhere. And so that was kind of the turning point. And then he had this idea for this book called The Power of Intention. And you know, we took a big risk of paying him an advance for that book that was our largest advance that we had ever paid. And he took a big chance coming to a small publisher, and it all worked out incredibly well because that ended up being his biggest selling book other than Your Erroneous Zones, which was his very first book.
Yes, and back in 1977.
Really, yeah, exactly. In 1976, he published that book, and But yeah, so he, it ended up being a great move for him, but him being at Hay House helped attract basically all the rest of our best-selling authors, most of the rest. We already had a few, like, we already were working with Marianne Williamson and Doreen Virtue and a few well-known people other than him, but once he came, it kind of opened the doors. They're like, wow, if Wayne's going to go there, maybe I should consider it. And then pretty soon we started having like 5 to 8 New York Times bestsellers every year. And like you say, people started calling us instead of us having to call them and beg them to come to see us, because they just saw it as a different place to publish their books. It's a more collaborative, personal experience than a lot of the big publishers, especially after the book is published. Most people, with their editors in New York, they have a great bond, but once the book comes out, it's hard to get any information and things don't go the same. And yeah, with Hay House, we stay connected with our authors for a long period of time, and we try to work with them and help them any way we can for years and years after the books are published.
We're talking to Reed Tracy, CEO, president of Hay House. As we talked about the future and some of the things you're now looking to do, including an online educational presence, where do you get your inspiration from in terms of the new directions you're going to take the company?
I don't have any specific place where I get it. Like, the idea for the online education came from some of our authors doing online courses, and I started noticing that, you know, they were having some success with that. And then I joined, we did a thing called the Hay House World Summit, and one of our authors is named Nick Ortner. And he started this thing called the Tapping World Summit, which he's done 8 different Tapping World Summits. And they get about 500,000 people that would come to this online event. And when we signed him to be an author for Hay House to do his book called The Tapping Solution, he said, look, Hay House should do a world summit. Like, you're going to reach a lot of people. A lot of people know who you are. You should do this online event where you share information from a bunch of your authors, and it's all free. But if people want to take it home, they pay a certain amount and they can own it for later. But in general, it just helps you spread your message to more people and get the word out. And so but with his advice, we did the Hay House World Summit, and we had like 300,000 or 400,000 people attend the very first one. Last year when we did the Hay House World Summit, we had like 700,000 people attend that World Summit. So it started growing over the years. And then, as I said, we saw some of our authors doing online courses. And so I started saying, you know, how do you learn how to do this? What's the best way to do it? And everyone was pointing me to one person, and his name was Jeff Walker, and he did this product online course called Product Launch Formula, and it's kind of a way to get anything that you're doing out into the internet, whether it's if you're teaching tennis or teaching dog training or you're teaching self-improvement, you can use his system for getting information on the internet. And I joined his mastermind group in 2014. Well, actually, I went there. I asked him if I could come and to the mastermind, because I didn't really know what it was. And he said, well, you know, people pay to be part of the mastermind, but I have a guest speaker come and speak to the people at the mastermind. So I said, well, can I be a guest speaker and teach them about publishing? And he said, well, I already have a guest speaker. And I said, well, let me tell you a little bit about Hay House, because he wasn't that familiar with us. Mm-hmm. And then when I got done explaining it, he said, sure, you can come and give a talk about book publishing. So I did that. And then when I was there, they asked me to join the mastermind. And really, the people in the mastermind and Jeff have been the people that kind of taught me how to get the information out on online courses. And that was really the reason why we've started them and the reason why we've had the success we've had so far with getting them out into people's hands.
How is Louise? She is 89 years old as we speak.
Yep, she's 89 years old. She's still doing well. She calls herself Louise Play now instead of Louise Hay because she's kind of out of the public world and out of public life, and she just wants to have fun. So she's gone on a bunch of trips, and she's done different things. We might have a 90th birthday party for her, like a live event with thousands of people coming. We're still trying to decide that. Her birthday's October 8th of this year, and we're probably, that might be her last public appearance, but she's mostly not doing public events anymore. Like Oprah called a month or so ago, or maybe even a couple weeks ago, and said, "Hey, do you want to do Super Soul Sunday?" And Louise just, we told her no because she's retired and not really interested in doing that anymore. So she's just enjoying her life. She feels like she helped the people for many years, and now it's time to help herself.
Is it true that employees at Hay House work 4-day weeks?
Yes, it's true. We work Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5:30, and then everyone gets 3-day weekends. Some people are off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and some people are off on Monday instead of Friday, so they work Tuesday and a Friday. But the majority of the people have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off.
Sounds like a great place to work. Reed, I'm very grateful for your time. I'm grateful for all you've done for me. I'm grateful to be a one-time Hay House author, and I thank you very, very much for your time here today.
It was great talking to you, Alan, and hope we talk again soon.
Thanks so much. Reed Tracy, President and CEO of Hay House. I'm Alan Combs on Heal Planet.